before we do the roll, just so everybody knows, Caitlin's over coaching softball to a rescheduled game, and hopefully they get it in. So the first item on today's agenda will be the Pledge of Allegiance. So those that are able, please stand. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Our finance officer, please take the roll.
Birch? Each?
Yes.
Newtons?
Here.
Mueller?
Here.
Okay, so we have three. We have three voting members. One is absent, so one session. I believe we have one guest online for everybody's knowledge. Carol, can you hear us okay?
I was muted by the call-in service.
Okay. I think we got her. So, all right. So, the first item on the agenda will be the review of the agenda. And if there are no changes, we'll move forward. If there are, let's provide them. And we do need to make one adjustment. So we will be adding in the change order for the airport, change order number one will be added in under the airport project update. So we'll need action on that. Change orders for $97,000. There's a little more discussion on that. We'll get to it. So you have that request.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with the addition of that change number one for the airport project update.
So Steve made the motion and Cheryl seconded to approve the agenda as changed with the addition of change order number one to the airport. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. One absent. So the agenda is duly changed and we will move forward. So next item will be the minutes of the May 5th meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Second.
Okay, so Cheryl made the motion to accept the meeting, the minutes of May 5, 2025 meeting. As written, Steve has seconded. Any other questions or discussions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Absent, so the minutes are accepted. Next item up is claims. I'll let explain a little bit on what you have.
So the claims report looks a little bit different because I am having some issues with ending. So it looks a little bit different just because I can't get to that point to get the nice view of the report. So this just offers you a little bit more information, but they are the claims to be paid for.
I make a motion to approve claims.
Second.
Okay, so Cheryl's made the motion to accept the claims as written. Steve has seconded. Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Claims are accepted. And the next item is finance officer report.
That was also handed out tonight and it was in your email, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Make a motion.
I'll second.
Michelle's made the motion accept the finance officer report as written. Larry has seconded. Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. The finance officer's report is accepted. And the last thing, there are two donations, both to the ambulance department. One is for $100 and one is for $1,000.
I'll make a motion to accept the donations, both donations, one of $100 to the ambulance and the second one, $1,000 to the ambulance from a private citizen.
So Steve made the motion to accept the donations as presented. Cheryl has seconded. Any other discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Donations are accepted. Next item up is public comments. Public comment period is for persons to address the common council on items not on the agenda. No action may be taken on a matter raised under this area until the matter is specifically included in a future agenda. However, each person has up to 3 minutes to speak. There are no personal attacks on any member of the council, employees, or other individuals. Is there anyone who would like to speak?
Can you hear me? This is Carol.
Yes, we can, Carol. Loud and clear.
Okay. I'm Carol Hagan. I live at 712 Lakeview Circle Drive here in Springfield. I am the sole trustee of the Carol R. Hagan Revocable Trust, which is the owner of Block 40 here in Springfield. I appeared during public comments at the May 5th, 2025 Springfield Council meeting to once again detail the history of the illegal draining of stormwater runoff from Drainage Basin 8 by the City of Springfield to the corner of 8th and Maple, and directing that stormwater runoff over my Block 40 land, thus causing damage to my trust property, reducing the value of the property itself for future sales, and the loss of river access for me. This illegal drainage began with the City of Springfield's curb and gutter project of 2013. I had been told by previous councils that this illegal drainage was added as a deficiency for Drainage Basin 8 in an updated version of the facility plan for the stormwater system in Springfield dated May 2017. And that the deficiency in Drainage Base 8 would be addressed in the future. At the May 5th council meeting, I requested that the council do follow up that had previously been agreed upon to come up with an acceptable plan to correct the damage done to the property since the problem has been ongoing since 2013 and to implement the corrective steps to divert the stormwater runoff to an acceptable location in a timely manner. I also asked the council to add this item to their agenda for this June meeting and also to the agenda of future council meetings until corrected. On May 30th, the mayor of our city held an informal meeting at the corner of 8th and Maple Street. Invited to the meeting were city street supervisor, the city engineer, and residents of nearby properties. The get-together was to inform those present that a temporary fix for the problem of the 8th and Maple Street corner being undermined by the illegal drainage of the stormwater runoff was going to be done this summer. How long the temporary fix will work to prevent more undermining of the street corner or whether it will work at all is unknown at this time. This temporary fix will do nothing to address the bigger issue of the illegal draining of the stormwater runoff onto private property and the resulting damage to the private property. At this informal gathering on May 30th, a comment was made suggesting that the fix for the Drainage Basin 8 illegal draining of stormwater runoff might be part of an agenda item for tonight's council meeting, which would be the 2026-2030 capital infrastructure plan, known as the five-year plan. In looking at this proposed plan on page 22, it states that the previously referenced facility plan had deficiencies noted in drainage basins 1 and 2. It does not address the basin 8 deficiency. Either that deficiency was never added to the facility plan as indicated by previous councils or was overlooked when preparing this current five-year plan. In conclusion, I am strongly urging the members of the council to amend the 2026-2030 capital infrastructure plan before approving it. Put the remedy for the Drainage Basin 8 illegal stormwater runoff drainage situation on the priority list and place it high on the list. Please start the process to correct the wrong done by the city upon a private property owner and a fellow citizen. I will be available to meet with whatever members of the council or the representatives as needed. Second observation is I know that the city is still struggling to hire law enforcement. Observation, there has been an increase in the number of smaller traffic violations taking place in the city, including U-turns, speeding, and also the use of golf cars being operated in the city in violation of the requirements of the city ordinance. I know that the purpose of the ordinance for these golf cars is public safety. I feel it needs to be addressed by the council, especially in advance of the upcoming summer holidays. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Since we have no other members of the public here, we will move on. We have next item is official correspondence. We have none this month, so we'll do city reports. It's relatively quickly. The water plant is up and running, so the guys are learning, of course, the new plant. They've also been doing inventory inspections of the old plant as tubes have been drained. We did have a team up or a company up to inspect the old, I guess it's old now, stairwell, 200,000 gallon stairwell. So the initial report for that was pretty promising as far as potential, at least its current state. So we're waiting on the final report, and it's not something that's come up that didn't exist when this project started as far as retaining any pieces of the old plant or the outgoing plant, that being a 200,000 gallon underground concrete thing. That is not a cheap thing to do. It's basically another water tower for storage. The opportunity to inspect it, see what it's like, came up, so we had that, so we're waiting on the report. But the initial report was that it's in relatively good shape. Swimming pool is up and running, so they got the maintenance done, got it filled in May. Probably had a pretty cool couple opening days. Looks unfortunately like next week will probably be cold, but things are working. The liner's still in good shape, so major issues at this point, getting it going. The streets have been mowing, spraying, and doing the maintenance in the park as well as they did get another batch of pothole mix in, so they've done some additional pothole filling. And then outside of the mowing and spraying, the next lion's share of Don's time has been on at the airport project. who will talk about the airport later. Maiden is here to provide an update as well. The library items there. Final tap time was earlier this month. We did story time at the greenhouse, which was very well attended. And a lot of them. We got plants and flowers. Like a pretty good crowd.
We had 22 kids.
Yeah, pretty good. So, Kelly is on her way to Library Institute. It was shortened again due to funding cuts, but she has 2 days. And then she will be completed. She's a year short, but because of the funding cuts, they're cutting the program. So this will be her third year. So she will finish it up and be, in the eyes of the Library Institute, a librarian. And then summer reading is coming up in June, and they're looking for volunteers. And they put some stuff on Facebook and in the paper. So if you know anyone that would like to do that, I think one is Samantha Parker.
I haven't got anything on that, so I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, I don't know if she's got a flyer up. So, the fire, the Mike Kirby State Prison Fire Protection Agreement is up. That's the annual one that I work with the fire chief. And just to, that's just the agreement with the prison for fire protection and how things would work there. Ambulance, you can see where we're at now, 10 calls in May. 52 for the year, so figure that one out. That's about one every 3 days, and it seems like they tend to go in twos or threes sometimes. So a couple times they're out. I know they were out again Saturday night late. So it does keep rolling. They did the bike helmets. I've seen a few of them. I think everybody's seen a few riding around towns, kids. So that was a good deal. They're continuing their work and recruiting. So. Parkside, the pool is open, discussed, and so it was a couple days late due to weather, but it did get open. So we have a good group of lifeguards. We've got a few that are heading to a state softball tournament this weekend, so wish them well. Summer bowl programs are going. As I said, Caitlin is coaching at a makeup game tonight. Some of the rain. Summer, the Youth Sports Association is helping out running a concession stand over there. They did help, and we did get some new field lights installed, which is the good news. They went up pretty well. And maybe more neutral was kind of didn't have a whole lot of notice when the gentleman showed up, so that's a needs improvement for the future. The Youth Association didn't really know they were going to show up on a Saturday morning and start going to town either, so it was not just us. So we'll keep those open. And the other part of the parks is, of course, our agreement with the Santee Sioux Tribe to use the old tennis courts as pickleball courts. The nets are up and they're open, and you can find a day that's not too many. And a day like today, you hit the ball up in here and it'll be Nebraska. Maintenance officer.
Okay. We have quite the list, but most of them are pretty much overviews. Just heads up that we did have South Dakota Public Insurance Alliance come last week just to do their yearly member kind of touch-in. Basically going over all the different things that they offer, you know, anything from the insurance to the employee assistance down to, like, policy and law enforcement things, too. So we got a refresher on that. And then the next thing on there is the Workman's Comp Loss Survey. They come every 3 years, and so we are scheduled for later this month on the 24th for them to come and just kind of check out our inventory assets and making sure that everything is being done according to safety standards and the like. So that's more of an awareness thing. You will also see that we did get the official 2023 audit findings, so you should each have a booklet along with a letter that came from the auditors. So if you read through that and have questions, let us know. It's a lot of information, but let you can look through it. And then the annual report, it's still with the auditors currently. So I did send a message to the state just saying that it's going to be a little bit yet before they actually got the or got the actual report. It is still We do have a budget workshop that's scheduled in Sioux Falls on the 25th of June, and it is a Wednesday, so hopefully this is amenable that because it's a Wednesday and we're already closed in the afternoon, in the morning, then we just figured we'd be closed all day to the public. And then obviously be back the following day for regular hours. The stamp increase, it's moving from 73 cents to 78 cents. We still have a decent inventory of stamps, but just a heads up that we may stock up a little bit. So when you see it that on the next month's claims, that's why. June 5 and 6, I'm kind of jumping into Scott's a little bit, that we have got some free furniture that's coming from the Department of Revenue in Watertown. So Scott's running up to grab that. And then, so basically on Thursday, office will probably be a little bit busy with trying to pull things back and getting ready to move everything in. But we'll try to get that done Friday, getting everything set up. And so computers might be a little bit busy, but we'll try to get that up and going as soon as possible. Update on the minute notes. Leslie has completed all the way up to 2023. So we are oh so close. She was originally approved for up to the 250 hours. We're less than 50 at this point. And that was through May. So that, like I said, that's pretty close. And then the last thing, the water and sewer ACH status. So we did do a practice round for this month. We had a couple of guinea pigs, myself included, just to make sure that everything would upload and, you know, work correctly. And it hasn't come out of mine, but I've heard from another person that it came out of their account successfully. So getting ready to hopefully add some more. We've gotten 15.
Yeah, we've gotten a good amount of work.
So they still keep, I imagine it'll just keep ringing. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did it come out of yours?
I don't know. I just got up for it.
And I've been checking all day, but it hasn't quite come out of my head, so.
Okay, if I'm not working, I'll check on it tomorrow. With a smile.
Okay.
Amanda?
Yeah.
Those number of hours that we gave to Leslie, did we put an ending date on that?
It was within 6 months, and it was...
We need to extend that?
Well, probably not.
Okay.
Because it was at the February meeting, so we have a little bit of time. But as you'll see on the new business, we did, because that was technically for the minute notes, I did put it on the agenda as an action item for approving her time when she's going to help us out during...
Okay.
So, I'm sorry. I did forget to put that up there. Finance officer school is from the 10th through the 13th. So, Leslie will be in 8 to noon each of those days.
Okay, so a couple things, like she said. So, the second item on there, I'm thinking the new city pickups. We're in a water town to get that surplus load of furniture that we picked up from the Department of Revenue's office that's closing in Watertown. It's certainly in good shape, but Amanda and Kayla worked on and picked up a little bit more. To get it, they closed, that office just closed last Friday, so they're going to have hopefully a nice little crew to help me pick it up. The idea is I'll probably leave here about noon, run up, have a little work crew up there that can help. We're just going to get a U-Haul trailer in Watertown, which was the easiest way to do the deal. Pick it up, bring it back here, have it back in town Thursday night, and then Friday morning to unload, at least get it into here. That way they can...
I would say no to help if anybody is interested.
That way you can get it in here, get it on the trailer, so I get the trailer back in Yankton to get rid of that, and then instead they got some office stuff to figure out where to do, certainly won't get all done that week, but I think there's also a conference table in there that will replace the one we have now and chairs that will not go on and then all match. So there's some other ancillary pieces that come with that. So It was actually pretty good. I think the original item that came out on surplus was for the Mitchell office when they were closing. She reached out. That was spoken for, but Navy Water comes in too. So it worked out pretty well. Probably, I don't know, we can put a cash value on it, but
I don't know. Because it's three pieces for the desks, or each of them, or for two. There's bookcases, I believe two bookcases with that. Then there's like file cabinets or drawers that kind of go with the desks too. So that's two. There's a counter that goes kind of like how the desks are set up now. You know, on the east side, you can have like a counter, so that's a little bit easier to write down. Yeah.
So do you need help from to go up? Somebody from to help you from here up the water tap?
Nope, that part's covered. It would be Friday morning. Got to open the trailer, getting it unloaded so that I can get the trailer back to Yankton.
What time?
It was about 8 o'clock or whenever shortly after we get here.
Okay, if I'm not working, I'll try.
And then anything that's, once all the furniture move is done, anything that's obviously useful that can get reused, we'll either try it internally first and then use the surplus set. Chairs at the conference table now are probably just surplus and give away, and anybody wants them whenever, because they need new cylinders, so they're not really worth much there, but I guess if somebody wants them. And then one other thing that was on mine tomorrow, I will be heading to Sioux Falls for Project Prism. We set task force meeting number 3, so there's an updated report from the third company that, or the second company that they hired to do a report for this task force came out last week. There was an update today that actually had some recommendations on it. Springfield really isn't a part of that, or Mike Durfee isn't necessarily a part of any of that. It was only mentioned in the report once, and that was just because it was listed as a little portion of the prison system. But their recommendations, just reading it through and seeing it on the news, is number one is to maintain the ground and the area that they've already identified in Lincoln County. And I think number two was Huron, and 3, 4, and 5 were all pretty evenly matched. Mitchell, and I know Mitchell is actually tonight at their council meeting, I think, talking about whether having a resolution to support trying to track. The public meeting starts around 10:30 at the Capitol. My plan is to stay there till about mid-afternoon. I've got another engagement kind of late on while I'm there, so I think right away they go through that report. All I need, so. And then we have the final meeting in July for the special session. Okay, then just a couple other things around town. The Game Fish and Parks, I talked to Shane over in Yankton about the playground equipment last week. He didn't have a date yet. Please run it up. It would be fantastic to have that in on the city for the parks. So they do have some prep work going on down there already and some shifts. What was really interesting, though, is that, number one, there's a camp open in place for the summer, but the numbers were up. So the first 4 months of the year, camp hosts are counted towards the numbers, so you got to subtract out about 15 of those days. But Springfield was up something like 130%. It's not big. It's like from 21 to the previous year to, I think it was 50-something this year, so subtract out 2 days when the host was down there. Pretty significant, though, increase, especially since it's all other campgrounds in the area, and that's usually quite tight here, so. So that is good deal. All right, capital improvement projects. You have a couple things in front of you. The first thing is Climber Payoff number 27 for $75,637.10.
I'll make a motion to approve the Beamer, water, what?
Climber.
Feimer, thank you. Water treatment, AF number 27 for $75,637.10. Second.
Okay, so Steve made the motion, seconded by Cheryl, to approve the WTP pay application number 27 for $75,637.10. Are there any other questions or discussions? As far as hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And those opposed, nay. So that passes. Before I go into the change order piece, the facility itself has a couple things on the inside that are still going back and forth with Feimer to get done. But for the most part, building is complete. The pump house is complete, and the waterworks inside are up and running. As I'll get a little bit more into that. So as you start to see more payoffs coming now, it may slow down a little bit because we're pending getting some things changed so they can do the street work. Predominantly the street work and some drainage work. So we're still a ways from being done with the project. So the next item is change order number 15, revision number 2,000, which is the $3,500. A couple of things to go before that. Number one, we are into the grant money, so that's positive there. We're at about $1 million or so grant money. This is change number 2 to change order 15, which actually addresses some additions to 8th Street. And this will add a larger cable mat for the drainage project. So. And it will change the completion dates. So we've had a number of meetings with rural development and District 3 working some things and trying to figure out completion dates and stuff like that. There's some terminology that gets thrown around about substantial completion. A little bit of a misunderstanding, but I think we're also trying to understand they have one date that's all they're looking at. Other little substantial completion dates that happen throughout this project. The building, for instance, I said, is substantially complete. So we're working on transferring some of that over. There are no punch list items. It doesn't mean it's 100% done. So, and the waterworks is next. So this will make an adjustment to that change order. It's about four to five more change orders that are lined up behind us to address. Two of them will address some of the water items outside of the plant, replacing a water line when they tear up on the streets, then replacing some additional items outside of the plant that feed into it. Rural development is working on these one at a time, which is frustratingly kind of slow. So the last project meeting, we did a little work to reprioritize some things to make sure they're going in order so that that's good. We've got that caught up. Then the last couple change orders are going to be predominantly catching up on some quantity changes, items like that. Everything, again, is separate, so they're not looking to get that done. We'll deal with this change order. And if anybody has any questions on that, as I'll go into we can deal with that, and then I'll go into the rest of the report. So I know you're looking for action on change order 15.
Okay, I'll jump at it. I make a motion to approve water treatment change order number 15,
review to 35.
Action.
I'll second.
So Steve made the motion to approve the water treatment plant change order number 15R2, $6,500. Cheryl seconded. Any additional discussion comments on that? Pending its approval, that does change some dates for that work up to August. So, hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. We will get that set up. Do that. Okay. So the other items for the update. So again, the facility has been producing the water for the city now for about over 2 months. So we are drinking water out of that facility. The old facility, they have started to do some drainage out there. Again, they drain the clear well, so if you get inspected, it can get put back in use, take a little bit of work, but it's not to the point of it being tripped out or anything like that. But they are starting to identify some items, do some inspections, look at things that if the time comes, we'll either get surplus or demolish stuff. So, but things are going very well. They are learning some things about it and about the usage of it. So with that, I'll kind of skip over two and go to three because as we're transitioning into usage, they're starting to pick up some of the accounts and transfer some items. So Golden West was transferred. There's transferred.
Yeah, so say as of May, same with Northwestern, we took that over effective May 1st.
So when they started construction, they had, this is the bad term we used because Golden West said they didn't do this, which they don't. Construction accounts essentially. So obviously Northwestern was set up for their construction. That's the electric. Golden West doesn't do construction accounts per se. So there was a separate account that was set up for that building that was paid by Fimer. And Wigo by Fimer runs the contract, so they're now transferring that over. When they do that, that means we're transferring the phone line from the old plant to the new plant.
We didn't transfer.
We didn't, but we
no,
won't.
Because there was two lines, so basically we just the construction one is no longer. So we're back down to our.
So we have our hand line.
But we were only paying for it.
But we were always paying. That clear in mind. Essentially, the Golden West one for construction has gone away, and we're back since. Can you go back up, please? I know you're trying to move me along, but we have moved out. So the other part on there, the exterior of the street work is pending. Here's going to be the frustrating part, especially over in that part of town, because of the way the change orders work and the time it takes. There's a lot of work that needs to get done on that street, tore up and redone. That's not going to get done certainly in the middle of summer. So depending upon the pace of the change order getting done or anything else we need to do, we're starting to shoot for trying to get it done this fall. Fimer certainly wants to get it done because they need to move on to get it done. There's a lot of concrete work that's still around the facility that you can come back and do. So that's kind of holding there. And, you know, as long as everybody understands, the project itself is still probably 1 or 2 years out by the time we get done with their demolition, all that kind of stuff. But the street's one that's going to be frustrating, but in order to get it to get where we're at, we're just in that kind of wait and we're in the queue. And as things get done, they get done. It's out of our control at this point. Okay. Next, we'll move to the airport. So we have Baden here to help give an update there. I'll let him go ahead, and then we'll go into the pay app and the change orders.
Good to see you again. I'm going to give a quick kind of project status update and kind of talk through what's on the pay app as well. So kind of just looking at the project status update. The last 2 weeks, mainly been excavation, placing that recycled asphalt material back down, and then placing that giant pile of gravel out there back down on the runway as well. A little bit of underdrain work, but been quite a bit of delays the last couple of weeks with unprecedented rain. I think we're hoping that maybe it doesn't come back for a while, but odds on that happening are slim as you look at the sky tonight. So, looking ahead, kind of the next couple weeks, they're just going to be continuing with some of that excavation down to your subgrade. They are about fully finished with the runway, and that'll be filled back in hopefully by early end of this week, early next week. I'm moving on to the taxiway and apron and getting that excavated out and filling that back in with material. And then sounds like by mid next week, the asphalt plant will be mobilizing out here and getting set up. And then Dunnick is hoping to start paving by the end of next week. At least start on the runway while they're finishing up the taxiway and apron and then move on to that. That's kind of all I've got for the project status. But then on to the pay app. So we are presenting that pay app to the council for your consideration. It mainly includes just your excavation costs, your subbase material, your asphalt that was reclaimed, and then also that gravel material, your under drain, storm sewer, and then mobilization, kind of what the main costs are there. It's a little bit more than last time, but I anticipate this next one, next month, will be quite a bit larger because that'll include all the paving costs, asphalt costs, and a little bit more of that excavation costs. That's pretty much all I have. If anybody has any questions.
Any questions on the construction? One of the comments that came out, John's been out there, I've been out once, DDRs, the runway they did put in the drain pile. And so even with the rain, at least the work that they've done, the drainage has been very good. Some of the slowdown on work, so much them not being able to be there, so much as being able to get to it and not tear everything up. So,
yep, exactly. The under drain was actually running. I know early last week we got that half, three-quarter inch rain middle of the week. That under drain was running all week and draining out into the wetland there on the side of the runway. So it's doing its job. It's just the material gets, it's been so saturated that they don't want to pump the subgrade because once you pump the subgrade up, then they have to tear it back out and nobody wants to have that problem. So they've been doing a good job of, they actually plowed out the haul road and put some gravel down so that they can make that entrance from their stockpile a little easier without tearing up the material too bad. So doing everything they can. So
that's very positive. The other thing you want to touch on, Alex is here, the asphalt operations, what's going to happen when they actually start hauling them out of the trucks and some of that traffic that could see in a short period of time?
Yeah. So that asphalt operation will be pretty big. Usually with projects like this, they mobilize a full plant, which is mobilizing up in an old pit just northeast of Tyndall there. So they'll have the drive from Tyndall State Highway all the way down and then on the county road to the airport. I'm anticipating they're sounding like they're going to be doing about 2,000 ton of asphalt a day, which is probably running 20 to 25 trucks a day, and they're using belly dump semis. So they'll be hauling 25 ton of semi. I anticipate their production going very quickly. They said 4 days, weather dependent, could be 5, could be 6, but I think they've got 9 days blocked off for that asphalt. So I think once they get that operation out here, it'll go pretty smoothly. They're going to be using just it's called a combine paver. So they just drop the asphalt on the grade, and the paver comes along and picks it up, puts it in the hopper, and lays it down. So it sounds like it'll be a pretty smooth operation. It sounds like they know pretty well what they're doing and what they've done a lot of projects. So we're excited to get that going, and hopefully have some nice asphalt here in a month for you guys to look at.
Yeah, so the bottom line there is once that window opens and they start doing it, a lot of heavy truck traffic just out more said there. So
just be aware.
Here you go. So that would be good progress. Thank you.
Yeah.
So you guys maybe we'll stick around for a couple seconds just in case you have questions. But pay app number four, as you stated, $499,370.59. Is there any action?
I make the motion. Application number 4, $199,307.59.
I'm sorry. So Cheryl made the motion to accept the billing pay app number 4 for $499,370.59. Larry has seconded. Any other discussion or questions? Hearing none, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The pay application is completed. The next item we're going to get is a change order number 1 And I may have Dane come back up just to help so I don't get this too off. Well, change order number one, if you remember back the last couple, 3 months, going back to the original bid of the project, we were, the bid was a little over our funding, so we had to cut some portions out of the two things that got cut out. One is the taxi lane that goes in front of the hangars, which we are not returning. But the other part was they had to bring down the apron from the north, about 80 feet or so, or a little less. The reason for that was, of course, we had to get back under budget. But additionally, within that piece, there's a hangar up there. And the FAA has determined or told us flat out that the FAA funding is not available or is ineligible to use for area component hangars within 50 feet. So that made it kind of easy to cut back that portion of the apron. We were just going to cut it before and just leave the old asphalt. But as you know, we did approve to go back to the state, put in for one more chance just to see if we could get it this year. The funding's a little more favorable because it's 2.5% difference. So the city pays 2.5% of whatever we get back. We did get that. Between the state and the FAA, there was some additional funding, so we're able to get that back, and we were able to reduce the costs. Our DGR was able to reduce the costs because they dropped some of the engineering on that. That still is acceptable. It still is as good. It's just not, it's not as thick. It's not as heavy. Maybe you can kind of explain that. But the ineligible portion remains. So that means we have a couple decisions tonight. I'll let Baden, if you want to explain a little bit of what this adds back in, and
yeah,
we'll go into what's eligible and what's not.
So yeah, that with the funding, the way the FAA couldn't give us everything we had, we had to cut back 65 feet from the north end of there of the apron, and then with region back and forth, we're able to get funding for the eligible portion of that strip, which is 100 feet by 65 feet of the apron. So we're able to get funding to do that, but we're only, what we're doing is we're removing, chunking out the asphalt. We're doing a little bit of touch up to the existing base that's already there, and then we're adding 4 inches of material and 4 inches of asphalt. So it won't be a full 32-inch section like the rest of it, but that 32-inch section would be pretty expensive for that small portion. So with the funding we were able to get, we were able to, you know, the FAA and the DOT were happy with what we had come up with and able to do that, you know, portion there that was eligible. But then, as Scott had said, about a decade ago, the FAA, they used to pay for areas in front of private hangars. They still do fund in front of publicly owned hangars. Like if the city were to own a hangar, that would be eligible. But about a decade ago, they switched that up, and now it's about 50 feet in front of private hangars now eligible for funding. So that's the only portion of the apron as of right now that we don't have funding for. So. But yeah, it'll be nice to get that eligible portion back in so we can get that done too.
So there's three things to take away. We've got a little bit to do yet. For one, as Bates said, they're going to chunk it out and not grind it. We're getting the chunks to go on our pile for future milling for us to be able to use in town. So all the rest of the asphalt on the project has been milled is going back into the project. So this will be ours. This is kind of what we use for some of the alleys and streets. So we get that out of that. The second piece, of course, is bringing some of that piece back. There's some tie-ins out there. I think one of the tie-downs that's out on that corner is for larger aircraft for the twin turbo, stuff like that, the air ambulance stuff. So. But as you said, the other piece is the ineligible piece that's in front of the Dykstra can hangar. So we got two things to do tonight. I'm always taking a look at our options there, work with them. And so we'll do that in executive session to talk about any potential agreements with them to pay for that ineligible piece. We are under a time clock right now because, as he said, they want to start asphalt potentially next week. So this portion tracks a little bit further behind, but we've got only a few days to figure it out. So with the change order, what that's done is it's broken out to be eligible and ineligible costs. So tonight for the council is to do this in two different chunks. The total change order is $97,225.67. That's that entire piece to go back. And we're funded for the eligible cost of $66,192. If we do the eligible piece, what would then happen? Well, let me explain this. And then the ineligible piece is $33,000. So that's the piece that would be cast off to the private container owners. We've worked on that for several months during this project, so that part's not a, not a secret. So there's two things that could happen. One is if the container owners agree to the cost, and we have a contingent upon agreement, we move forward and it just gets done and gets paid. If the ineligible part is not done, that will essentially just be cut. The existing pavement will stay there and it will be chucked out, whereas the eligible piece will. So I only put it, DGR has a plan with the contractor to do that and just leave that to the basin issues. So tonight's change order, in order to do that, is essentially two motions. One is for the eligible cost, which we know are funded, and the other one is the ineligible cost, but for that to be contingent upon the
agreement.
Private party agreement. So, and do that. And they were contacted today, so they're aware that this is coming. We'll go into executive session and finalize the our proposals on that effect of those things. So, for agreement. So, that you pretty much get that right.
Yeah, we just covered everything.
Excuse me. Can we make the motion on the ineligible after we come out of executive session?
Think so.
Thank you. Instead of doing it right now, because
I would probably do it now.
I recommend we table that till after executive session.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that makes sense since we didn't break it out there. So, any questions on any other? Actually, we managed to go through that without.
Do you need a motion on the eligible?
Yeah. Well, so. We'll still need the two, yes. We need the one for the eligible, and then for the ineligible, you can just make a motion to table it because it is all part of the same change order. So let's.
I make the motion that we approve the $66,192.50 and we table the ineligible cost of $33,033.15.
Do
you want
to separate? Okay. Okay, so we'll back up. Cheryl has made a motion to accept the eligible cost of $66,092.52. Is there a second?
Second.
Mary has seconded. Is there any other question or discussion on that piece of this change order? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So that passes. The second portion for change order one, Cheryl has made a motion to table the ineligible cost of $33,033.15 contingent upon agreement approval until legal discussion in the executive session. Is there a second?
Second.
Steve's made the second. Any other questions or discussion, just so we're clear, come back to that after executive session and we talk about the actual legal portion. Okay, hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, nay. Okay, so we will come back to that after executive session. And then we will do the same with the agreement. We'll do that after executive session. Again, we already talked about the additional funding. And the other thing that we did get in the mail today then was a closeout for the design piece. That just came today. There's no action by the council. I just told you about that portion of the project. Okay, click that. That's actually 2023 items. Okay, moving on, please. Let me do this real quick. Condemnations. We'll do that afterwards. We'll come back to it. To authorize the agreement piece that goes with the airport. Everybody's okay with that? The lawyer says yes, so I don't know. Trouble. Okay, so we'll stick with the abandoned property inspection. Do you have an update for the public?
We can talk about it in the executive session. Not much of an update as far as
The public base building, here the bargain barn is going to be a new condemnation. That wasn't done with the rest of the Jones properties, just the other one. So the city attorney has updated those two condemnation pieces based upon his recommendations. So he will go over the legal portion of the we have to come out. As far as updates for this, on the Ritchie side, the county has contracted out for a number of their tax deed properties, do the mowing and cleanup. So that does include the Ritchie property. So they have started executing that. So it is not the city doing it anymore. So we're not racking up another bill for the county. So that does clear up the question that we had going into this. And the other ones on Main Street don't really have that issue. So, okay. So we will start with that. Next item is the capitalization policy, and I'm going to let Amanda discuss that.
Okay. For the capitalization policy, you should all have it in your packets. Like I said, just hoping to go through different policies and update them to get us kind of back on track. But basically, this one is putting dollar amounts to fixed assets and then like capital projects, that type of thing. So, like under the definitions, equipment is any tangible asset used in operations with an individual cost exceeding $5,000. For land, it is $100,000, or buildings or land, excuse me. No, I lied. Buildings are $100,000, excuse me, and land is regardless capitalized. So, like I said, this is just kind of getting things back in line with where we need to be. Also, the updating the numbers, because it used to be $3,000 for the equipment, and then I want to say $50,000 for like the buildings and stuff. So it's just kind of moving up, and it stays in line with the bid book or through DLA. And it's more kind of an internal thing, keeping track of inventory and fixed assets and depreciation of that.
Housekeeping stuff.
Yes.
And some of this does match up with certain items of state law as far as how much you can spend to do certain things. So, and land typically always has to be discussed or voted on. So. Okay, any questions on that? Here, that's the city policies. So if there are no questions at this point, join a motion to move this.
Make a motion to approve the capitalization policy for equipment, buildings, and land.
Is there a second?
No, second.
Okay, any further discussion or questions on that policy?
Got a lot of people say, but we're going to be here until midnight, so I'm going to
come in the next. We'll talk about it.
Well, okay. I should know this. What is tangible asset?
There is a difference between, and this was, you'll see it on the audit, that was one of the items from the year before, and that I cleaned up last year. So you have inventory, which has, it's like kind of your, I don't want to say your throwaway stuff, but stuff that can kind of run off on its own, or it just doesn't have a lot of value. So basically what we have done is like anything under like $1,000 is considered inventory. But then when it gets up to the $5,000, that's when it becomes more of a fixed asset. So it just kind of gets a different title, but it costs more. So, I mean, you definitely want to track it and make sure that you have that listed somewhere. Plus, then you can kind of go, you can also decide in the system if you want it to depreciate or not, you know, that type of thing. So it just kind of depends upon the dollar amount tied to it.
Okay. And the same way goes with, it says, let's see, equipment, machinery, equipment and machinery purchases or individual components costing more than $5,000 shall be capitalized.
And it's just something like within our system saying, hey, this is a bigger deal. This is like something we definitely need to track and, like I said, depreciate out.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, those in favor of adopting as written, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Absolutely. Okay, so the policy passes. All right, the next item is the capital improvement plan. The draft capital improvement plan from ISG kind of been touched on with the public comment a little earlier. This was a project that started about 2 years ago as part of a GOED offshoot. So some things about the capital improvement plan. It is not written in stone. It is designed to be reviewed annually at some point. It doesn't necessarily mean if we adopted this one that it's always in June, although probably not a bad piece. We try to fit it in. We want to fit it in, you know, well before budget times and request things like that. We had some input certainly on facilities. There are some other areas that are not or that can be changed again. So annually that can be reviewed. So we can do essentially one of two things tonight to close this out or move forward. One is to adopt it as written, and then probably need to decide, you know, about the time frame we want to do this again. A good winter project beginning in February, so that we can get it updated, or we can table it tonight so that the council can review it and take a look at your specific areas and come back and do it, since there's not a hurry. If we don't get it done tonight or adopt it, some of them are already doing other pieces we can add as a guide, and as it's indicated, we can make some changes. Again, the city portion, one of the portions we did that we had as a part of this project, which didn't quite turn out the way that it probably was advertised out of GOED. We did some facility stuff, and out of the facilities, of course, emergency generation was number one. Hence, we're working on a hazard mitigation grant for this building for emergency gen. So the other areas, streets, things like that, where priorities lie. These types of plans don't get into, you know, we're going to do 3rd Street and then Ash, and they don't get into that. It's more of a longer view of it, knowing that we should try to, you know, chip seal 4 to 6 streets annually so that we can work our budget, stuff like that. And then a little more internally, we figure out which ones are prioritized for that. Larger infrastructure projects that are taking 2 and 3 and 4 years to fund and complete, those are the type of things that go in here. 11th Ash and old, that kind of stuff are big in here, because they take so much longer to work on funding, engineering, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're well within it. So again, Springfield may have had something years ago. This is much more of an update. So it's a good starting place for us to move forward and work on it.
Yeah. If we decide to table the capital and infrastructure plan, how long do we have before we have to get back and make a decision?
I would say we would want to do it in July. Because we need to be able to use this as a guide. So then, again, it's not something that we really should go out and try to get so deep in the weeds that we get tied around every little thing. Otherwise, we never have. This is a much higher level plan, so we don't have to get way down in there. This will help start to guide us.
My recommendation is table it until what?
I agree with that, Kazal. So I think if Caitlin's here, I think something of this nature, we all need to be here to vote on it.
Sure, and it gives you the opportunity to kind of look at your concentration areas and see what you hear as well. So that's fine.
Is this also going to be available to the general public so we can get comments?
It was out for public, for public view, I want to say before Christmas.
Okay.
Like November, December.
Okay.
And it was on the website, and hadn't gotten any feedback. I'm pretty sure that we put it in like minutes and everything too. So.
Yeah. I'm just curious about that because, Carol's concern that her issues, which apparently have been around for a while, weren't addressed anywhere in here. How many other things like that are out there in the weeds that we don't know about that should be considered?
I think you know, I mean, as far as it is, it's ours. So I think we can put it back on the website and through today's items and
yeah.
And throughout here, you know, spread the message a little bit, put it on the website to go and do it. I would strongly encourage, again, as I said, probably next month, at least to definitely come back, table it until next month, and at least come back and have a good discussion. We don't want to float around out there forever. Like we can't get anything. But
yeah, we sit on our hands and then we're hurt.
Yeah, and we did do this in partnership with the Development Corporation, so it was a cost share for that. So I think that's a pretty prudent thing to do. So.
Does the Development Corporation have a copy of this final one?
I don't think they have a copy of this yet, do they?
I don't think so, yeah. But I would love to know for sure.
Because this piece is relatively new. So another good reason.
And maybe notify them that we're going to take action in July.
Yeah. That'll certainly be an agenda item for discussion. So. So with that, then we would need some action, a motion to at least take it and table it until next month.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make the motion to table the 26 through 2023 capital infrastructure. When is the plan is written? And come back in July and take further action. Hey. You, the FBI.
So Steve's made the motion to table. The plan is written. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Cheryl. Okay. So Cheryl seconded. Any other comments or discussion? We will add this back onto the agenda for July. This is the next touch point. So please get it and dig it. And, my head office know if you need the actual hard copy, since this is get it to the parts. With that, those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, so that is tabled until July, and then we'll be on the agenda then. Next item is special event liquor permits for the 4th of July. There are three of them. This year's July 4th events celebration in the city starts on the 3rd of July with the street dance in town. The Bolorama is outside of town, so the 3rd will be the street dance. The 4th is the actual events at the marina only, and then the 5th are the events and competitions in College Memorial Park. So the three special event liquor and all beverage permits are there. Is there action, please?
Do they all have to be separate?
Nope, they can all be done at once.
I think my motion is to approve the July 4th special events liquor permits for street dance, marina, and College Memorial Park.
Seconds?
Yes.
Seconds. So Cheryl has made the motion to approve the July 4th special event liquor permits as presented. Larry has seconded. Any other discussion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay? All right. I think the street dance is suspect with the daily, so got right out last year, so okay.
Are we going to have security from somebody or?
Well, we have some advertisements out, but again, it'll probably fall from the sheriff's department. So. Okay, the next item is a memorandum of understanding between Dakota State University and the City of Springfield, so known as Madison Cyber Labs, City of Springfield, for our next round of project boundary fence. Is scheduled for July.
You said boundary fence?
Project Boundary Fence is the name of this program.
Oh, yes.
This round of agreements will be to take a look at our utilities and our computer systems as well as both of the fire.
It's updating the project boundary fence that we did in 23 to include that, but also because of this Senate bill, there were funds available to also offer firewalls and other cybersecurity different items. So that was one reason that we jumped on, I guess. Yeah.
I'm going to jump on it, too, and I'm going to say, go for it. So that means that, yeah, go ahead and approve the Madison Cyber Lab MOU as presented.
Seconds?
Second.
Okay. Any So, Steve made the motion to approve the Madison Cyber Labs MOU as presented. Cheryl will second it. Any other discussion or questions? Okay. Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. So we will proceed with that MOU. Results follow usually a couple months behind. We have not briefed, but because of the security nature of that, the next item up, I will pass over to the finance office. You've already discussed this as far as having Leslie come in, so this is just ensuring that her fill-in time for some office hours is the agreement for the use of her hours.
Yes, looking at, like you said, June 10th through the 13th, which is next Tuesday through Friday, having the office open from 8 to noon, and then paying same rate as we did before.
$25. So the action was just to add that to ensure that so with her other debts eligible for the time that we've already agreed or already agreed upon. Is there an action to address this item?
I make a motion that Leslie to be here 8 to noon on the 10th to the 13th rate of $25 an hour.
There are seconds?
Second.
So Cheryl made the motion to approve, and Steve has seconded to add Leslie's office hour during finance officer school and present it to the agreement we have with her at the existing rate that we have with her for support. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Okay, and the last item on this consent is we're way ahead of the game, so, but it's normally that kind of year. This is the 2026 agreement with District 3 and Yankton Planning and Planning and Development District, District 3. So, to enter into just our annual agreement with them. Approval now, sure as that we're in, and the payment comes much later in the year. So.
Make the motion to approve District 3's 2026 agreement as presented.
For a second. Thank you. Any other questions or discussions? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed nay. All right, so we will get our business. Okay, with that, I have no other business. If anyone has anything that's needed.
I just have a comment that I brought up before with the legislation has changed on election dates, and I know like Sioux Falls, they are meeting next 2 weeks to change their election dates to fall into with the school board. And I'm just wondering, need to start following the state law by changing our dates.
Yeah, so that's something that has been, I'm sorry to be steamed down, it's going to come out, but so everybody understands, it is reading as though it is a requirement. Municipal day for municipal elections now will need to be aligned. There are a federal election in November. Primary. It can be combined with the school board election in 5 years, I believe it's the way it's written. So that leaves us up to going into our charter one, which going into our charter, which I believe does have always had that same language as far as the first Tuesday, but I also do think it does say there's something about state law, but we have to review that and see where it's going. I think Sioux Falls is kind of taking the charge, and they're working to change next year's, but then the potential of having to change the charter, which would be by public vote, and set that for the future, potentially could be a part of that. So we will need to sit down and do that and start looking at now that there's actually some information coming out, what it means and what we need to do locally. That we'll need to get added on here in the summer. So but that doesn't mean that the next municipal election will not be next page. Which does change some other things. As far as how the terms go and much larger. That's I think, is the part where Sioux Falls is starting to realize we may have to go back to public vote because we have to start changing certain reorganization meetings and certain things happen that are written into the charter outside of the election. Okay, so no, that is good. We do need to. With that, we do have legal and personnel items for executive session.
Contract.
Yeah. So, contract. Move ahead. Move back one slide. So, we do have items included in SDCL 1-25, item number 1, personnel, item number 3, legal, and item number 4, contract. For executive session. So is there a motion to enter into executive session?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
So time now is 7:50 p.m. We will enter into executive. Please stop the recordings.
Okay, and I will be signing off. I will not be signing back on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Carol.